This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and this is the CEO Show. We're here today with Dr. Marcia Firestone. How are you, Marcia?
I'm great, and I'm happy to be here.
And Marcia is not just the president of Women Presidents Organization, but the founder as well, celebrating your 21st year.
That's right, 21 years to get to this point where we are part of those companies that recognize women who own their own businesses.
Talk about what the organization is, then we'll talk about issues like how you came up with the idea and what the situation with women and how we can have more women presidents in America.
So WPO is a peer advisory group, business education for women-owned and women-led businesses. In order to join WPO, you have to have revenues of at least $1 million if you're service-based, $2 million if you're product-based. The average revenues of our members are $14 million. We also have different levels for participation, so that if you are over $10 million, then you're eligible to participate in our Platinum group. The average revenues are $47 million. The minimum revenues are $10 million. We also have a Zenith level, and Zenith is for women who have a minimum revenue of $50 million and a average revenues of $150 million.
What is it that women want the most and why they're going to join?
Well, this is business education, where you learn from the other women who are in the program, and where there are educational programs as well, such as a program that we have at Harvard next week called Leading High Growth Businesses. It's going to be led by 3 Harvard professors in Boston, and we have 40 of our members coming. So what they're looking for is how to accelerate the growth of their company, enhance their competitiveness, and, very importantly, promote economic security.
And right now you have 137 chapters. Right. And in each of these chapters throughout the world, women, they have a chair, and then they have peer learning so they could help each other grow their businesses.
That's correct. And we hire and train and keep on training chapter chairs whose job it is, quote, to bring the genius that already exists out of the group. And so what they provide is not only the glue, but also the commitment to deliver the agenda that these members want to achieve, whether it is about operational issues or strategic issues. It's also based on an adult learning model, which says adults learn best when they decide what they're going to learn, when they're going to learn it, and how they're going to learn it. And WPO believes in that model, so that members of a given chapter define what the agenda should be so that they can continue to learn and grow their company.
So have you seen, and you know, you've over 2,000 members around the world, what are the topics that seem to resonate the most right now in 2018 that most of the women are saying, we want to learn more about this?
One of the most difficult issues for our members, and this is not just this year, but every year we do a Business Outlook survey, is about finding, hiring, training, and retaining the best employees. That is an issue that even came up with greater importance this year. It is a very difficult process to find the right staff.
Why would it be of greater importance this year? This year, it seems to me, everything is moving towards AI, towards technology. I know some of your women have enormous technology companies that they've grown.
That's true, such as the first place winner of our 50 Fastest.
Oh, this is a great story. Tell who it is.
Okay. Nina Baca, who won number one this year, 2018, of the 50 Fastest Growing Women-Owned, Women-Led Businesses. Nina started her company in her living room. It is an IT and software company. It is $2 billion in revenues currently.
And she did this when she had kids, too.
Four kids. She's 5 feet tall, and she has this amazing company. And she is a dynamic, impressive, inspirational woman.
So what have you learned most from Nina? You're in a unique position because you're overseeing the whole organization. What have you learned from someone like Nina that can inspire other people?
I think she had the drive. I think drive is absolutely essential. That you don't have to be the smartest person. In fact, the kids in school who do the best are not necessarily the best for entrepreneurship. But you have to be passionate and be able to pick yourself up anytime you fall down. And Nina is able to do this. And she is innovative. She's creative. She is passionate. She is inspirational.
What are the trends that you're seeing most in terms of women succeeding in business?
Well, there's been a tremendous growth in the number of women-owned and women-led businesses, although only about 3% of them gross over $1 million.
So a lot don't. But the numbers that I understand, you tell me if these are right or not, there are about 11 million women entrepreneurs in America that create 9 million jobs and $1.6 trillion into the economy. That's an enormous amount.
Right. And it's the one place where women can actually equalize. They can. It is an opportunity for them to pay themselves as much as they can earn and want to earn, that they can have more influence, more power, more decision making. Those women can really do it. And running your own business, a lot of them start working for major corporations, and while working for those corporations, they begin to understand, oh, I can do this. I can do it better. I can make more money. And they decide to start their own business, and they do. Nina worked for a corporation before she started her own company in her living room.
I bet people come to you all the time asking you for advice.
They do.
I want to start a company. What do you say? And you're at the center of the whole industry.
But we're not about startups. We're about second-stage entrepreneurs.
Good
women
point.
Who have already started their business, and they're at the next level. And they are now generating more revenue and also more employment opportunities.
Okay, so you have 2 minutes left. You have a special accreditation started in 2007, the 50 Fastest Growing.
Right.
Talk about what that is.
Well, 50 Fastest is a listing of the women who have grown their businesses. Now, I did this because I was tired of people saying that women own mom-and-pop operations. And so, for the last 11 years, we've been developing this list. And there are some incredible women. As I said, Nina was number one this year. Number two is a woman named Nicole, who will set up your business internationally. You won't have to do a thing. You want to go global? She will do everything for you. And she was number
two. What a smart idea.
Right. Because
yeah.
what a hard thing to do, to go international. Third place winner is a woman named Phyllis Newhouse. She was in the service for 22 years, retired, started a cybersecurity firm with what she learned in the service. She is a woman of color, and she's now grown that company to over $100 million.
Is that exciting? What is the website for anyone who wants to learn about this?
www.womenpresidents, with the S on the presidents, womenpresidentsorg.com.
There we have it. We are speaking with Dr. Marcia Firestone. When we come back, we're going to hear how you came up with the vision of the organization and then what you think the future of women in business is. Back in a few.
List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to angieslist.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dr. Marsha Firestone, who is the founder and president of Women Presidents Organization, 137 chapters around the world, and it's pretty exciting. You're pinching yourself. You started this in 1997. Talk about what your original vision was. And also talk about some of the challenges you had in starting this.
So my original vision was that I was working for AWED, the American Women's Economic Development Corporation. And in doing so, we were providing programs for startup and young businesses. But we realized, or I realized, that we did not have anything that was oriented toward women who had already achieved some success. And so I was up for the presidency. I love this organization, by the way. I felt like all the things I had accomplished, that I finally found a place for me that I could be passionate about and that I could believe in. And so I went to the board and I said, "You're considering me for the president. I would like to start the Women Presidents Organization." My mentor, who had started AWED, a woman named Bea Fitzpatrick, said, "Why are you complaining to me all the time about not getting this position? I wasn't selected to have this role, to be the chair, to be the president of this organization." And so she said to me, "Why don't you just go and do it yourself? You need to do this thing." So I did.
What were you feeling when here your mentor is telling you, leave?
Well, I felt like I was devastated because I didn't get the presidency. And she had a good suggestion. And I believed in her. And so I took her advice and I started the first chapter in New York City. And then I started the second chapter in Los Angeles. Then I started the third chapter, another one in New York City. And then I began to realize that we had really gotten to a point where this was a very important effort and there was a lot of interest in it. And so now, 137 chapters, 20% of them are international.
Wow. That is exciting. Now, what did she say when she started to see this growth? Because she was the one who said, "Go for it, Marsha. You could do it."
Well, she was very proud. It was like I was one of her children in a way.
Yeah. But it's like you see your daughter all of a sudden succeed.
Right, exactly. You know, and she made me feel very good, very supported. She was a great mentor, but she was not a great person with spending and hiring and retaining. She was not someone who did that well, but she was brilliant in other areas.
But wait, that's your number one issue. You said right now, right? So she should have come to some of your classes.
Right,
then.
She should have. Right, exactly. She should have.
So when you look at this, you also have this major conference. Well, you get about 950 people, and you've told me some of the top speakers who you've had as well come there.
Right. And we're starting this year for the first time, October 25th and 26th, we're holding a conference in Portugal.
So this is the first international one.
The first one. And, of course, our international members are thrilled because they've been asking for this. And we have 20% of our members are international. The largest contingent is Canadian, and we have 15 chapters in Canada.
So I'm going to talk about a racy topic, men. So here I am a man, and I'm almost like being a white male in today's society isn't always good. You sort of feel guilty. You're doing all this stuff wrong. But I've had this goal that I wanted there to be 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. We were up to 32 when I set the goal. We're at 25, up to 32. Now we're back down to 24, which is unbelievable to me. What do you see the role of women in business? And I understand, Marcia, you're dealing with the entrepreneurs where we're dealing more with corporate women, but there's a whole big piece. What is the role for men in this? What do men have to do and what shouldn't men do? Give your whole take, because I know you and I had spoken before and you have really interesting insights.
Well, we're not critical of men. In fact, we want men to help us because we need their support as well as their recognition. And we, for example, WPO, has a conference, and the largest sponsor for the last 2 years of our conference has been Fernando Hernandez, Fernando, who is Microsoft. And so Microsoft has this representative who is the lead sponsor, and we are thrilled to have him. And you will never hear us criticize a male or complain about men. We don't believe in that. We believe in choosing the positive road. And we do work on that with by inviting our sponsors who are male. We have some spouses who come. We have some men who are with PR firms who work with us. So we do feel that men contribute to the success of this effort as well.
When you mentioned sponsors, I know you do a lot of work with Wells Fargo. In full disclosure, we're doing this interview at Wells Fargo, and when I walked in, they said, "Oh my gosh, we love them. We hold so many of the meetings here at Wells Fargo." And I know that American Express was deeply involved in the book in the 50
bucks. That's right.
So talk about your whole experience of working with companies.
We have 16 major sponsors, of which Wells Fargo is one, Prudential is one, American Express is one, and now Capital One is picking up the 50 fastest. Without them, without their support, we would not be where we are today. They have sent women and men to support us because their leadership sits on our board, our advisory board. And they come with ideas, with support. And if they hadn't been there, we would not be sitting where we are today. They are amazingly supportive. And I want to make it clear that we appreciate that.
You've 1 minute left. Talk about the future of women entrepreneurship. What advice do you have?
If you have an idea and you've checked it out in terms of market research, go for it. Do it, because I believe that the place where you're going to be the most successful is when you own your own business, when you call the shots. I think it's then that you can make enough compensation that you do very well. In fact, there was an article in the Harvard Business Review last week about the fact that our members are paying themselves a great deal more. So my advice is, if you have checked it out with the market and you believe that this is a successful entity, go for it, do it, and be successful.
On that inspirational note, Marcia, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint
it. Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America. I'm Robert Rees, and this is the CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Grape. How are you, Tom?
I'm great, Robert. Nice to be with you.
Thank you. And Tom is not just the CEO and chairman, but also the founder of Benchmark, one of the fastest growing and most successful senior living communities and organizations with about 56 different facilities. But when we talk more later in the interview, we're going to talk about what needs to change in our digital world with the whole senior living model. And also we're going to find out what some of the challenges and how you built a great organization like this from scratch. And I always have great respect and admiration for that. But first, talk about Benchmark as an organization and what it is to you as the founder and CEO.
Well, as a founder and CEO, it's my baby, and we've nurtured it along. We're in our 21st year, and we've had a lot of trials and tribulations along the way, but where we are is something I and we are very proud of. We are owners and operators of 56 communities, as you mentioned. They include independent living, assisted living, memory care, assisted living, and continuing care retirement communities in the northeast part of the U.S. We're about the 12th largest senior living company in the country, but we're actually in the process of an interesting evolution of trying to shift ourselves from being a senior living company to becoming a human connection company, which we think is where the market is moving to, and where which will position us in a very differentiated way for where the market's going to go, and we're very excited about that.
Wait, I have to stop you here, because human connection, I'm on some hospital boards, I've been in healthcare most of my life, and I've never heard that actual term used. What does it mean? Where did it come from? And how is it going to change your organization?
Yeah, it's going to transform our organization, and we think really differentiate us from our competitors, we hope from our industry. We actually want to be positioned differently from the rest of our industry. And where it came from was just reviewing all the ways in which we've delighted our customers. So we reviewed all the letters that we've gotten and did a lot of research with our customers. Everybody expects the food to be good, the activities to be good, the bills to be right, the care to be professional and of high quality, and so on. Those are the expectations that people pay for. But what really delights our customers, and we get letters from people that have just had a totally winning experience, that what's always been that differentiator is that they've had a real connection with a staff member or multiple staff members. And it's been one of a couple of types. Either that staff member or those folks have made their loved one feel deeply loved, even perhaps more than the family might have been able to do, perhaps because they live in different parts of the country, or that they provided a relationship and connection that that was far more than they ever expected a senior living community might be able to do, or that they might have actually been able to help their loved one reconnect with a passion that was earlier in their lives that they'd lost touch with, or even perhaps find a new one that they never even knew that they had an interest in. So it's helping. It's when our staff members help the residents and family members get their deeper connections, either with one another, reconnecting a loved one with a son they hadn't talked to in 30 years. So the ways people expect us to provide the food and the activities and the care in a competent professional way, and we do that very well. But the delighted customers are the ones for whom we provide the connections, either with people or with activities and passions and so on that the residents and families might have even not known they wanted to have. Or it's the deeper level things that's when we really set ourselves apart. We do that well now, and we're trying to organize the entire company about doing that in the future, and we think that's a winning strategy that will differentiate us from the industry.
Well, it's a great strategy because no one's doing it. And, you know, just when you're saying something like you're taking an elderly person and you're reconnecting them with a passion they had decades ago that no one even remembered they had.
Yeah, and let me add, actually, by the way, our strategy about doing this is not just for the elderly person. It's also for the family member, and importantly, it's also for our associates. The way we build and keep a great culture is to have our associates also find a connection with their fellow associates, with the work they're doing. and with the residents and family members. For the family members, by the way, not just to feel like they're dropping mom off in a community where we're going to take care of them, but to engage the family members in different ways and help them find a deeper connection with themselves or with their loved one. It's all three constituencies, and if we can help all three constituencies find that deeper connection, we'll have a great culture, we'll have the residents and family members connecting, and that, we think, is the entirety of the differentiated experience that we do well today, but we think is really where is a winning strategy for us in the future.
Okay, a lot of questions going through my mind, like how do you get 56 different communities to operate the same way, because they're all different management structures and everything. But before we go there, give me an example of one way of a connection that happened here, because it's a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
And I bet, you know, we've, you know, hundreds of thousands of listeners here who are CEOs running businesses. There are probably ways in your own businesses to make these connections. So I'm going to explore deeper. Give me an example.
There are lots of stories that we get day in and day out of staff members going above and beyond to meet somebody's needs because they overheard a conversation.
Like, tell me one. Tell me one story of something.
We had a staff member who knew a resident well, and that person hadn't been to the beach in a long time because they were wheelchair bound, who went above and beyond and found a wheelchair with the big wheels on it that
could go
on
the
sand.
And wow.
Took that person on their birthday to the local beach. And the resident was thrilled and delighted. And that was something that really touched that resident very deeply. Or we have a story of, I was at a meeting yesterday where one of our associates stood up. This is on the associate side. Who said that I feel this is the work that I was put on earth to do. I feel a calling to be a caregiver to elderly folks because of how she was raised and how she grew up, and that this is a gift to her to be able to do this kind of work. So she's answering a calling in her life. Boy, that's awesome that she's not just going to a job. She's actually doing something that she feels is her mission in life. Or family members who call us or write us and say, you've done something that we never even imagined was possible. You've rekindled a relationship between my brother, my long-lost brother, and the father who they hadn't spoken in 30 years because of some of the things that you've done in our communities. We've got dozens of these stories, and people expect us to do the basics right, but it's that stuff that is how we really delight folks.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Grape, who is the chairman, CEO, and founder of Benchmark, and we're hearing about a new philosophy of this human connection. And so I want to go into that. The idea emerged, and you said where it came from. How do you, as CEO, take an organization with 56 different locations, and what are your steps to make sure all of them have it, not just for the people who are living, the residents, but also for the family members and for the employees as well? And you've 2 minutes before break.
It starts with the purpose and mission and values. It starts at the core of the company. So we can't just sort of put out some nice sayings on the wall and hope that people get it. So the mission of our company, the core belief of our company, is that we believe human connection can transform lives. And that's on everybody's mission statement. That's how we train people when they first walk in the door. That's on... We talk about that at every opportunity. Every time I go to a community or we have a training, that's where we begin. Our vision statement and mission statement also totally echo that we get to know people deeply, we understand where they are, and we believe in meeting them where they are throughout the time of their lives, not just believing that somebody who's 90 years old is sort of... A lot of our peers sort of give up, or the family members give up. Well, mom has Alzheimer's disease, and therefore there's no real way that she can possibly find a new connection. We don't believe that. So it's really starting at the very core of what the company believes.
What do you do with someone with Alzheimer's? And you only have 45 seconds till break.
Yeah, well, Alzheimer's is tough. But first of all, you believe that all is not lost, that you can help that person and the family still find ways to connect, that you go about it very differently than somebody who still has their full cognitive abilities, but and it takes a very loving, caring staff with special skills and commitment to be able to do it. But we've seen folks recover their connections with their loved ones, or get back in touch with their love of music or whatever it might be. And then we talk about we train these things. We make it visible ourselves, and we have to live it authentically as leaders of the company.
And there you have it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy as well as the future of healthcare. Back in a few.
Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Grape, who is the CEO, chairman, and founder of Benchmark, 56 different locations, and we're hearing about this unique philosophy of this human connection, which runs through the spine and the DNA of your organization. So, as the leader of this, what is the systemic, your leadership philosophy?
The leadership philosophy that I have is that it starts with me. This can't be words. People have to see it in action, and it has to be authentic for me. And so I do practice things like promoting self-awareness that I and we and throughout the company as leaders and as an organization.
Specifically, I don't get it. So how do you promote self-awareness?
Have to be...
Give me a specific thing to do.
We have to be able to talk about our strengths, our weaknesses, and be authentic about it and not be shy and...
So you're saying that CEO with their executive team as well as other people need to be open about your weaknesses and your strengths.
Correct.
And everyone should have that open conversation. Everyone.
Correct. As well as our communities need to be aware of their strengths and weaknesses. Departments need to be aware about their strengths and weaknesses so that we can be candid and constructively working on where we need to improve. And so we need to have that kind of environment where we can be openly talking about what we're good at and what we're not so good at.
Is there any unique practice as a CEO that you do, i.e., you send a weekly newsletter, you talk about this, you have grapes with grape, where everyone sits down and has a grape with you or something? What is it?
We, as a senior leadership team, we talk pretty regularly about our strengths and weaknesses and opportunities to improve. We haven't yet done grapes with grape, but there you go. That's a good idea. but I think we promote a culture. We do have quarterly coaching conversations throughout the company where it's an opportunity for us to, as opposed to having an annual performance review, we have these more casual, regular coaching conversations, which is an opportunity for us to have a more casual conversation, which is encouraging that kind of regular feedback on a more recurring basis. So.
And I know that you have a one company tune in a chairman's club. Talk about that.
Those are two different things. Our chairman's club is one of the things that we do to develop a rising talent. So we have a chairman's club that people join. We pick people who are some of our rising leaders to join for a year. And we meet quarterly, and we give them exercises to help both get their great ideas and further develop their capabilities. The One Company Fund is a different thing that we founded. It's a nonprofit that we founded at our 10-year anniversary. A lot of folks, when they hit a milestone anniversary like that, will have a big party and celebrate the fact that they made it through 10 years. And we thought about that and said, well, that'll be fun for the people who are at the party, but a couple of days later, when the headache's gone, it won't mean anything. And so what we did was we decided that we wanted to thank our frontline associates, who are the ones who really bring Benchmark to life, our residents and families. And periodically we get letters from our associates who are in a time of crisis where their house burned down, or they have somebody with cancer and they can't afford the care or to travel to see them, or that somebody somebody's died and they can't afford to go to the funeral, or the earthquake in Haiti for our Haitian employees was obviously a time of great crisis, or you can imagine all the things mm-hmm. that just happen in regular life. And so we didn't have a real way to respond to that. So we started the One Company Fund at our 10-year anniversary as a way to say thank you to our frontline associates. Since then, we've raised over $3 million through
so cool.
car washes and bake sales and golf tournaments and all the rest. And our employees can apply for a grant. The grant committee, by the way, is other associates. And we give associates a grant that they don't have to pay back. And it's life-changing for people to get even just a few thousand dollars to help at a time when there's a crisis in their lives. And the stories, the letters that we get back of thanks that we've been able to help them meet their next mortgage payment or travel to go see their loved one or whatever is enormous. It's a great gift that we're very proud that we've been able to do.
I am touched viscerally by your authentic leadership, how you are having it's a true human connection. I get it. So I have two more big questions for you, and we have just a couple more minutes. First, I want to ask about what needs to change in senior health, and then I want to ask about how you overcame challenges to build this great organization. So talk about what's wrong with senior health and what ideas you have.
Well, senior health is hamstrung, as much of healthcare is, by regulatory restrictions and by poor reimbursement for folks who are at the lower end of the income spectrum. For folks who have resources and means, they've got lots of choices. For folks who are at the lower income spectrum, the reimbursement rates really limit their choices, and the regulatory restrictions that come with a lot of these in different states are really problematic. So we've got antiquated regulations and inadequate reimbursement for folks at the lower end of the income spectrum. Those are two of the fundamental issues.
Well, at least you are making a difference, I could see, in not regulatory, but in what you're doing. You're setting the model, sort of what Kaiser did in California. You're setting a unique model that people should be following. Final question. You have 2 minutes left. How did you do it? I mean, you overcame all these challenges from scratch 21 years ago to build this great organization of 56 facilities. What was the secret, the challenge that you overcame?
Maybe sometimes not being smart enough to know when to say no. but I think, like a lot of entrepreneurs, we had a lot of the typical startup challenges of people starting companies. We were undercapitalized in the beginning, and there were a lot of times I came home and said, I have no idea how I'm meeting payroll next week, but we figured it out, and we had some folks who believed in us in the early few years, and we finally got over the hump after having to borrow money a lot of times and paying it back each time.
Through debt, usually, right?
Yeah, through short-term, okay. Through short-term debt.
1 minute left.
And what we really focused on very early, we knew was going to be key, was our culture. And so right from the beginning, we knew that in a high-touch service business like ours, we had to have folks who believed in us as our associate pool, and we spent a lot of time focusing on our values and our mission and building a culture, and that's really paid off. So we did things like in the recession of 2009, when a lot of our competitors were cutting benefits and reducing pay and cutting staff, we simply asked our frontline, the senior team did not take a bonus, and we asked our associates, rather, to defer their bonus from March to June. That's the only thing we did. And that built a lot of trust and confidence from our associates in the company that we weren't going to ask them to sort of take all the recession burden on their backs. And we've done other things like that through the years to build the trust from the associates to us. So having a culture and folks that believed in us has made a big difference along the way.
And there you have it. Could you give the website of the organization if anyone would like to go to that?
Benchmarkquality.com.
There you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Show, Tom.
Thank you, Robert.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.